you made it. I didn't want to get my hopes up. Of course. Scaring making friends, right? Hey, don't leave me in the void here. Say it's scary. Thank you. So, what's that? Excuse me? Have you brought actual noodles? As in, we don't have to boil them? Oh, good God, you didn't tell me you had money. Thank you. Oh, and you got wontons. This is officially worth the anxiety ride. You know, just worrying, being myself. Well, I don't normally ask people to hang out with me. So it's very strange that it's paying off first time. I feel like I'm being set up for a cosmic slap. Oh well, at least there's wontons. Exactly, you can't have everything. Hey, you wanna... Fun fact about working in a store? Don't. I'm serious. Everyone thinks you work store hours. You can't just pack up when the sign says closed. You gotta prep for tomorrow, put everything back in order, generally do all the work that no one sees. It's very cool. I know, but try to control your jealousy. So, how was your day? Oh, well. That sounds very plausible. Sorry, I was dumb. No, it's just... You know when you don't know somebody well, and you kind of talk in this careful script talk? Every question and answer is like, that makes sense. No, sorry. I didn't mean that. You don't have to be careful. I get it. I just think it's funny. It's weird. It is, right? It's like, how do I show you my authentic self without scaring the crap out of you? No, not really. That's what we're all feeling, right? Like, oh no, I expressed a negative emotion that could be seen as unfavorable. All hope is lost. Alone forever shall I be. Very weird. But that's what makes us people, right? We want to be liked. Even if it'd be easier not to. Sorry, I don't know what I'm saying. No, sorry, I'm boring myself, so you can't be that enthralled. Sorry, I just don't talk to people, you know? Well, I mean, I do talk to people, it's just kind of the same thing over and over. It's not so much talking as it is exchanging air. Thank you. Have a good day. I'll have that done for you tomorrow. See that stuff? I'm really good at. You just parrot stuff with them and they're happy enough. You don't have to say that just to make me feel better. Oh. Well. Oh. Thanks. Well, you could have lied. I'd have believed you. I'm pretty literal. Don't tell me a joke unless you want to see me struggle. I'm kidding. Kinda. I get most of them. Some just take me a while. I thought I was slow in school. Turns out I just don't always get it, you know? Oh, thank you. I don't think I am. I mean, I'm not a genius, but I'm not stupid either. Did you like school? No, I did, you know, for the most part. I didn't like most of the lessons, but I liked recess. My school was kind of meh, but I'd say that's almost universal across the board. You? Oh, yay. I mean, not yay. But that's something. We're both ambivalent about middle education. Kidding. Sorta. So, was it the lessons, or... Yeah. Wish that surprised me. Was it rough? Yeah, it was pretty similar for me. I don't think I was bullied, but I got out of comments, you know. Boys being mean because, haha, seeing boobs is cool, but nothing major. Can't imagine how shitty it'd be to, you know, actually be bullied. Must be awful. Sorry. Now, why am I talking about dark stuff? Oh. Well, that's good. I actually like talking about stuff like that. Not all the time, but sometimes. Can be good. That's another thing about getting to know people. It's hard, because you can't really bond with them unless you're vulnerable. Unless you talk about bad stuff, sad stuff. If you just stay happy, you don't get the full picture. And I feel like it's hard to take that first step. So, thank you for talking about other stuff. And I'm gonna shut up and eat my noodles now. One of the best things I've eaten in a while. Thank you. I'm serious. You knocked my hope socks off. Thanks for meeting me here, too. I know we talked about going out, it's just... I couldn't find any cover, so... Yeah, but what can you do? At least I have a job. Besides, it's important to my dad, so... It's important to me. It'd be nice to go out, though. You know, sometime. If you'd like to. Huh. Well, that was easy. Well, I mean, that remains to be seen. Sorry. I mean, I don't know. Maybe you are. Who cares if you are, right? Well, I don't care either way. Stuff doesn't really matter to me. Well, I don't care how many corn dogs you've had. Kinda feels like it's in the same realm of relevance, you know? No, not really, but I'll take your word for it. Besides, it sounded like a compliment. Well, you don't talk to people you don't find interesting, so... Thank you. I think you're interesting. Yeah. I mean, to look at especially. That was a joke, mainly. No, I mean, not in a rude way. You have an interesting face. It's good to look at. It's a compliment, I promise. Would you rather have a boring face? See? Interesting Trump stall. Be proud of your interesting chin. Very highly fascinating. I don't. Words. They expel from my face and land me in awkward water. So, that's the theme. Just letting you know. Well, you're still here, so you're either silently planning your escape or genuinely enjoying yourself. Which could it possibly be? Did I say escape? I meant exit. Or did I? Dun, dun, dun. Sorry. Door's unlocked. You can go check. This got into yonder territory a lot quicker than I expected. Ugh. You want some more tea? You can use the time to try the door. Okay, now I actually want you to try the door. No, please, go. Because I don't want you to be scared, please. No, you have to. Because I need you to not be secretly terrified, please. Please, please, please. I'll do you a free wash and dry, please. Thank you. See? Not trying to hogtie you and keep you in the basement. FYI, we don't have a basement and I can barely tie my shoes. So, the only danger here is me speaking at you. Oh, okay. It's your funeral. Your funeral, just to clarify. No death or kidnapping happening here. Just autistic mumblings. Okay. More tea, yeah. Appreciate it if you're still here when I get back, but no hard feelings either way. Okay. Oh.